This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. According to one defense lawyer, the option for lesser charges in a criminal case can make a conviction more likely. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
In the trial of the officers charged in Elijah McClain's death, the jury is considering criminally negligent homicide as a lesser charge to manslaughter, as well as third-degree assault in addition to second-degree. Amelia Power of the Denver firm Power Law LLC says that that gives the jury more options.
You want to give the jury something to convict on that's less serious than what the person is facing. Because oftentimes, at least in my experience, a jury will say, something happened. We want someone to take responsibility.
Jurors began deliberating Tuesday afternoon. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
A Grand Junction pediatrician on humanitarian mission remains stuck in Gaza there as the fight between Israel and Hamas rages. Dr. Barbara Zind hopes Israel will reopen the border between Gaza and Egypt. She says that'll help both her and Gaza residents.
Opening a humanitarian corridor gives me access to leave. So they're kind of one and the same, just letting goods in, aid in, and letting people out.
Dr. Zind arrived in Gaza last week with the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. They provide free medical care to sick and injured kids. She's worked with the organization since 2010. The Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art's going to a pay-what-you-will model. The museum says its goal is to be as accessible as possible to everyone in the community in hopes that visitors who can afford to contribute more will do so. BMOCA will debut its new pay model this Friday. It's also opening a new exhibit this week called Media Live, Technology as Healing. In Denver and Boulder today, scattered showers, highs around 50. This is CPR News and KRCC.